Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson and online at catskillnativenursery.com. I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com, and Four Winds Farm. Ah, seedling sale coming up May 16th, 17th, and 18th in Gardner, New York, Four Winds Farm, ny.com. The list, I think, is up, and you can start figuring out what you want to get from Jay this year. Gidge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener. We're talking about mulch and we're talking about soil amendments. If you're having problems with a bed, probably it's lacking in organic matter. I find that the more organic matter there is, the better everything is.
So true. And just keep adding that every year. And every time you plant, at least a few handfuls of your favorite compost that you buy, or maybe you've made it, and you just keep adding that. The soil needs to be alive. It needs to host all the good bacterias and good bugs and all that stuff. And that's how you're going to have the healthiest and therefore most beautiful plant.
Yeah. And when I'm planting, I always have a trug of compost that I'm dragging along with me, just so that it gets worked in. I dig my hole. Wet plant, wet hole. Is it time for wet plant, wet hole? I think it is. I dig my hole, I fill it with water and compost, and I make sure the plant is wet in the pot. And then I put it in the hole, and then I add more water, and then I put the dirt back when it's drained. And, you can really cut down on so much watering fear if you really soak that ground when you plant.
Absolutely. That's like the perfect method that you're describing. I hate to even envision like dry roots touching dry soil. It just sounds awful, right? So let it be easy on them. Let it just almost melt into the soil.
Because you can take your hose and think you've watered it enough. And I always say to everybody, you think you watered enough? Dig a hole. See how far the water went down. You'll be shocked.
Yeah.
How far the water did not go down.
Yeah. Especially when you're starting with dry soil.
Yeah.
So it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. It's just, wet plant, wet hole. That's just my reason for living. Planting is so, it's good, and we're all getting ready to do it. We've gone beyond pansies. Although I do want to say thank you, Phantom Gardener, for giving us some pansies for my pansy giveaway at the WKZE Community Day. That was so much fun.
Oh, it was great. I love looking at the pictures. Everybody looked so happy.
Yes. And
it's
I'm
such a fun day.
Yeah. And I was particularly heartened to see that so many of the people that really were interested in the pansies were little kids. And, and they were actually not just because they were pretty. They were interested in, how to plant them, where to plant them. And it was just really, really fun.
That's so cool. I love it.
I had a blast. Okay, back to mulching.
Yeah.
I believe it took me years to like pull this together, but this year I'm pulling it together. If you're going to weed a garden, make sure your pile of mulch is right behind you. This time of year, weeds are sequential. You can go through and weed a bed right now, and it just looks so fabulous. And so then you wait a week and a half, 2 weeks to mulch it. You've got a whole new crop of weeds that came up.
It's amazing this time of year how quickly, they want to spread, they want to take over, and sometimes in the hot, dry, time of summer, they're not thriving, but right now they are ready to roll. So you got it. As soon as you're weeding, at the same time, get your mulch down.
Yeah, I mean it's so interesting how it can save you half the time. I mean it's really amazing because then you get your mulch and then you have to go through and weed again.
Right.
And weed seeds are they need sunlight, most of them, to germinate. So if you've raked out your bed, you've exposed some of that soil. And you've exposed some of those weed seeds, so they're just gonna you're just gonna have a new crop every time it rains, every time the little alarm clock goes off in a new kind of weed. So I learned the hard way, but now it's that, and ditto edging,
I love to edge, and then you put your mulch down. Of course, you got your weeding done right at then too, but nothing like a good edge. It really helps weeds from getting in from perhaps the lawn or wherever. It also just gives it such a beautiful finished look. So a good edge is, goes hand in hand with mulching.
And I like a deep edge. I like a good 3-4 inch edge, and it's just it seems to hold all summer long. And then I can just clean it up mostly with a pair of scissors. Just go along, do a scissor edge and keep it, and the mulch eventually kind of falls into my hole, and I just, push it back out into the bed and, scissor edge. And, that way you're not like edging constantly all summer long, because the sh shallower your edge, the sooner it kind of disappears.
Yeah, good deep edge. I agree. Nothing like it.
Oh, so, weeding, yeah. When you weed, get the roots.
Otherwise, you're probably just bolstering the plant to come back stronger. It's not really good enough to cut it back, or and some of them have intense weed, excuse me, root systems. Mugwort comes to mind. You start to pull it, and next thing you know, it's going on and on. But really try to dig those out and pull those out the best you can. I love putting cardboard down. That actually breaks down as well and helps feed the worms and such. And then organic matter and or mulch right on top of that. That kind of helps keep those weeds at bay too.
Yeah.
Probably the lack of sunlight under the cardboard helps too.
And you can also just cut a hole in the cardboard when you want to plant.
Absolutely.
And just make sure that, it's staying wet, and sometimes this time of year you never know what the rain thing is going to do. If it's really, really, really dry, the soil is really dry when I mulch, I water first. Because after you put 2 inches of mulch on, the water has to then go through those 2 inches of mulch to get to the ground. And I think that's something people don't take into consideration sometimes when they're watering, sprinkling and overhead watering. Well, I don't know, It takes a long time to get down there. So if you can start your garden off pretty damp,
Yeah, absolutely. I like a good deep soak. I think the sprinklers and the overhead watering I guess some people have to, you know, do that. It's not as efficient. So you just have to be super mindful
Yeah.
and make sure it's not, the water's not just running off a dry mulch, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because
Make sure.
mulch can act like if the mulch is really dry, and as the summer progresses, if there isn't a lot of rain, there's all those oils in the mulch that kind of act like a, you know, they just won't absorb.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, yeah. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is
Oh,
what
yes.
I've learned over the years. And I don't necessarily, I mean, I wish I could just weed and let it go and then not mulch for a while, but you know, wow. Once it's all done, you can relax.
Yeah, sit back and look at the beautiful garden.
Yeah. So, okay, we're gonna weed, we're gonna mulch immediately, we're gonna edge before we mulch, and we're gonna just think about, you know, getting as much organic material in there as possible. It's the thing that's gonna do your garden the best over time. Yeah, and stretch.
That is so important too, especially as we jump back into it. I really have been putting off my spring cleanup in, you know, with the pollinators and all those good bugs in mind. We have learned to let it be longer than, you know, we've typically done, which is, I've had to get used to that, letting the gardens look a little messy for longer. But now, you know, I've jumped in. It's time. As soon as the nights have been hitting like around 50 consistently, which we're, you know, at this point. So yes, it's really exciting to just get back to it. And but here it is, here we go, you know.
I know, and you're at the Phantom, and I bet you are seeing some really excited people coming in.
Oh yes, absolutely. People are so pumped up, so excited. And sometimes under the impression they have to do it all now. You know, they think like, oh my gosh, it's got to all be in the ground and ready by mid-May. And that's actually not the case, especially things, you know, the soil can still be a little cool and a little wet. And there's no reason to jump into it and already be planting tomatoes. And you know, it's early May. It's too early. It
Yeah,
is
and
too early.
we could have a blizzard.
I
It's
hate to be,
before.
yeah.
So wait a minute, we have to take a quick break. Judge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener. And we are talking about, yeah, boy oh boy. Here we go. So Garden Show and Home. Brought to you by Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, Flower Power at the Ozone, Native Plant Nursery and Resource Center for a Sustainable Lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook, theozonehv.com, and SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitment and reliability, visit SCR. CRFence.com. And we're taking our break. We'll be right back.